Hey guys, I'm Steve. My buddy Norm loves the sound of his own voice. Whenever I call him and ask his advice on what makes a good dungeon master or game master, he goes on these long tangents. I decided to record and share his advice with you. This is Norm in DM Good.
The idea is that when you run a game like 3.5 by the rules, the percentages do not work in the player's favor. And that is why every single group you encounter will always have some kind of house rule to generate better than average characters. Some groups will have you re-rolling ones and twos on the dice when you make the character. Other groups will throw in a D8 instead of a D6. Other groups will use, you know, tremendous, ridiculous point by numbers. Like, you're supposed to build a character using 28 points, but they might give you 40 points instead, which is a huge increase. You'll have GMs giving out tremendous amounts of treasure. And then, depending on how the GM runs the game, you might end up with a guy that has given out tons of treasure and given his character great stats, and then sits there being super frustrated all the time when the players completely trash every monster he throws at them. And the problem this GM doesn't realize is that he has overpowered his characters and doesn't know what he's given them and he doesn't know how it affects them. He doesn't realize that he has given them a numerical advantage that cannot be easily fixed within the rules. For example, say you gave a first-level character full plate. Again, the average first-level character's armor class is supposed to be somewhere around 16, assuming they have a shield. If you give a person with a shield full plate, their armor class immediately becomes between 20 and 21. That's tremendous armor class. Now, in order for your average first- or second-level monster to hit the player, they have to roll a 19 or 20. That's only 5 to 10% of their strikes will actually be hitting the player. And in the meantime, the players are going to be beating down on said monster, who also has such low hit points that they can't take a hit worth anything. If you want to use a monster that can successfully hit the player on a regular basis, that monster is going to be so powerful that they do way more damage than the player can reasonably take. Which means that what you end up having to do as a DM in order to challenge your players is you need to start making custom monsters that don't actually follow the monster creation rules. For example, with your first level 21 AC character, you need a monster that's going to have a plus 7 to 10 on its to hit roll, which is huge. You don't normally encounter plus 7 to 10 until challenge rating 4 or 5, but it still only needs to do first level type damage, like say a D6 or a D8, which means that this monster doesn't have an appropriate CR. All you know is that it's an appropriate challenge for your players, which means that if it's an appropriate challenge, they get appropriate XP. So a CR1 monster for powered up players that have awesome equipment and awesome stats only gives first level experience, which is like 300 divided by the number of characters in the party, even though technically this monster for an average party would, you know, totally wreck them and be worth ridiculous amounts of experience. But GMs don't realize that. They give the characters tremendous amounts of power and then put them through a pre-made adventure and wonder why everything goes to shit. For example, I had a DM run me through the Castle Ravenloft game. Now, if you know anything about Ravenloft, it is a horror-type genre fantasy RPG. You know, you're supposed to be infiltrating a castle, you're going to be fighting against Count Strahd, who is the most badass vampire lord you're ever supposed to face, and he's got all of these defenses and tons of horror elements and things like that. But the DM went ahead and gave us tremendous stats and let us use a million and one splat books, a splat book being a book that has been published by Wizards, you know, after all of their core material has been published, and the stuff in that book, when used properly, ends up being 10 times more powerful than any of the stuff you could have used in the original rules. So, through strange combinations of splat book material, which makes your characters arcane and hard to understand, and makes the DM almost completely unable to understand what's going on, through these splat book powers, and our tremendous stats, we were able to completely go through Ravenloft, never fearing for our lives, ever. And in fact, several times during the adventure, Count Strahd will ambush you. And theoretically, this is supposed to go very poorly for you. We're talking about the boss monster of a horror campaign attacking an under-equipped, under-leveled party. This is bad. However, our party repeatedly killed Strahd at his full normal hit point total over and over and over again. And the way the GM had to compensate for this was to say, well, he has max hit points, and when he gets to that point, he retreats. As opposed to a normal group, which would do maybe 5 or 10 damage to him successfully before he retreated. So when we get into the final fight with Strahd, he has twice his normal maximum hit points, and we still kick his ass with only minor inconvenience. That is to say, nobody was near death in the final fight. The final fight just took a few rounds because Strahd was using annoying spells like Confusion that, although very effective, actually make the game less fun for the party, even though it makes the battle more difficult. So what ended up happening was we killed Strahd, we finished the adventure, blah, 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 and it didn't feel like a horror campaign. It felt like we were playing, you know, Army of Darkness. It felt like we were playing some game where it was just a comedy horror. You know, everything is supposed to be scary, but we totally overcome everything and are never challenged. Speaking of challenges, going back to spells like Confusion and things, a lot of GMs tend to use these abilities thinking that it will make the fights more interesting, because a more difficult fight must be a more interesting fight. This is not the case. When you use a spell like Darkness that makes everybody in the party unable to see what happens, all that's happening is the fight is taking twice as long, or sometimes three or four times as long as it normally would, because characters will miss half the time, which means that the fight will last two times as long, guaranteed just by percentages. Plus, the party might not know where the enemies are, so they might be swinging at nothingness, which means a fight that should have taken maybe 20 or 30 minutes actually takes an hour and a half to 2 hours. If you think about it, that's not a lot of fun, because the majority of that extra time is the players missing and doing absolutely nothing successful. So even though the GM might be having a blast, although it's unlikely because he's probably missing just as much, the players aren't. Yes, the battle's more difficult, and technically I suppose a fight underground in pure blackness with only your wits to guide you is, on a story level, interesting. It's just not fun to play. The same goes for mind control, or spells that take away control from the player, or make the player miss outright any more than they normally should. A better way of making interesting fights that are more difficult, that don't take away from the players, is to give the villains and the enemies more options and better statistics, but not so great that they overshadow the players and totally kill them. For example, in a fight with a dragon, after you've run out of your typical ability list, like you've run through your spells and stuff, it's pretty much going to be you going toe-to-toe with a dragon, which is a very bad idea in most cases, because they can totally wreck you. But you're going to go toe-to-toe with a dragon, and it's just going to be, I hit the dragon hits me, I hit the dragon hits me, and the battle gets pretty boring. What you should do is make the environment useful in some way. You've got to add things that the players can interact with. For example, say that you're fighting a red dragon, so it has a vulnerability to cold damage. What if, as part of its horde, you see a sword sticking out with a ruby hilt, and the cleric is able to cast detect magic and identify the spell, or identify the item in some way. You say, oh, you can make a knowledge arcana check or a spellcraft check and identify this sword. And you know it's a sword of frost, so this will do extra damage to the dragon. Well, now the players might spend a turn digging the sword out of the treasure because they want to use it. This gives the players something to do and rewards their action because, hey, they, you know, were smart and got an advantage because of it. Or maybe if you're fighting a dragon in the middle of an icy cavern, you know, there might be a stalactite or a stalagmite or whatever it's called, that you could, you know, break and cause it to fall on the dragon. Or maybe you could swim around the dragon in a swamp. The idea is to make the terrain interesting somehow. Don't make a fight on a plain battlefield with no scenery that, you know, just doesn't do anything. And you can't do what most DMs do when they hear that advice and just add a few tiles of difficult terrain and say, oh, well, there's difficult terrain, now the battle's more interesting. No, it just means that it's harder for the players and the monsters to move around. It makes the combat take longer and doesn't do anything useful. Make bushes that are difficult terrain that you can hide in to shoot from. Make sure that every character has something to do. If you have a rogue in the party, make sure that he doesn't have to necessarily flank the enemy to get a sneak attack. Maybe he can hide in the bushes or hide inside a nook on a cliff or something. You know, give him options there. If you have a wizard in the party, give them things they can do with spellcraft. Maybe there's a scroll that they can find nearby that will help them get around the trap or help them interact with it in some way. But using abilities and spells that take control away from the players and make the combat last longer aren't more fun. They're just time-consuming.
DM Good is a production of Zot Park Media. For this and other podcasts, you can go to zotpark.com. ZOTTEPARK.